David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The farmer's dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients, safe, clean kitchens. All that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes
they use
dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, yeah, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old, it's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
And now for a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture. You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that may not be for you, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. How? Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends all before you head out the door. Your money's a workaholic, but you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed. Jesus. That's a 10.8.
And scene.
Everyone's okay?
You know what bugs the hell out of me? As my dad used to say, gripes my ass.
What burns your onion?
They say, oh, yeah, well, if you're staying at someone's house, they have a guest room. Yeah, yeah, there's a nice warm bed for you back there. Okay, first of all, the bed has no capability of making warmth. It is a cold, inert bed, lifeless, until my buddy that is warm gets in the bed and warms it up. So stop giving all this cred to a bed.
Well, someone's in there, maybe. We'll push grandma out.
Oh, you mean, but she's 107. Her mean body temperature is 65. Because, you know, we're lack of circulation.
So we're noticing that your bed is not in your background. So that's why this
started. Yeah, this would be if I do a little tease. I made it.
Oh, it's made.
I know. I made it. But the thing about me and beds is like the sheet is a warfare situation. The sheet, because you get the sheet up and the blanket's on top, and then the sheet can go underneath and start to travel down to your leg. So the sheet usually gets kicked off, and then I'm just sweating into these comforters. Let me finish if I can.
No, the sheet's not your friend.
The sheet, it's a bunch of bullshit. And then the pillowcase comes off too. I sweat and I grind into it. I have nightmares and the pillowcase comes off. So
fuck, my pillowcase has seen it all. If it could talk. I mean, just because when I wake up in the morning, I'm so thrashed and the pillowcase is like, what the fuck? If you even knew what you did all night.
Yeah, you usually, at least as far as I understand, you wake up in a cold sweat several times a night.
I mix it from hot sweat. Actually, I miss Kevin Nealon's joke where he says, I wake up, the sheets are in the kitchen, my pillow's in the garage. I don't know what happened. That's funny.
Have you ever done this where you woke up and you didn't realize that you'd orientated your head to the bottom of the bed and then you get up
no,
and you're hitting in, running into things?
You know? I haven't done a full spin like that.
Oh, I have. I wake up and everything is disorientating. It's kind of like we talked about on the road, how you just bang your shin like you're in an MMA fight on furniture.
You wake up in the road, you don't know you're in Little Rock, you're walking through a room you think is your house because you're in such a fog, and then you crack your shin bone into something. Yeah.
It's so hard, folks. It's so
hard. Dana, I did the road. I did 5 days. I just got home last night.
5 nights of stand-up? 5 or 5 days?
I didn't do that many. I did 2 shows. Then I was in. I went back to Austin to Kill Tony, which is a podcast, which was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you stay in Austin has a lake around it. It's like a 5-mile lake. Anyway, my first big joke on stage was, Hey, I've been here in a while. I see you guys added a lake, and then no one laughed. And then I go, oh yeah, what's it called? And they all said Lady Bird Lake. And I go, oh yeah, Murder Lake. There's been like 8 murders there, Dana. And so I think it's an active serial killer, they call it. And so I stayed right on the lake, and it's not in the pamphlet for the hotel, I'll tell you that much. So I go down. And I'm walking around, and I got scared because I said, what is it with this? What is the serial killer looking for? I mean, what is the? They said, well, it's mostly 30s gay males that are very athletic. And I'm like, I can't leave the hotel. I mean,
there you go.
This is.
Did you do that on stage?
No. Oh,
okay. Well, yeah, that's the winner. That's the
winner. Saved the funny ones for you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Only on Superfly, ladies and gentlemen.
But Dana, how funny if something happened to me, and then my obituary is like, "Gay David Spade was found." I'm like, no. That guy might have thought I was, and then that's on my resume. You know what I mean?
Totally. For thousands of years. Let me ask you a question about this.
Please.
Does the serial killer, how does the lake involve? He dumps the bodies in the lake? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that's a good question.
I used to be a defense attorney.
I didn't know you'd grill me this hard about it. I think that it's a path around it, like how Runyon up here in LA. But it's a path, and it's very busy. A lot of electric bikes. Giving you rug burn, they drive around, meow, on your left. And I'm like, meow, 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 meow. So they're going very fast, and there's dogs and there's kids. And so I think you can just sit there and scout. No one knows who's scouting who. And then,
well, are there docks and boats with the houses on the lake, right?
Oh, they're out. Heather said there's some accidental drownings.
Oh, accidental in quotes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see. It was in 2 feet of water, and he was an Olympic swimmer.
They
found him on the beach.
Yeah.
I call foul play.
10 bodies. So, but they said, anyway, I was worried because in my obituary, what if they asked the coroner, and he's like, I went through the whole body, and it's too close to call. I don't know if he's straight. I'm like, well, don't say that. Say a straight guy, but obviously someone, you know, that's not the way to go.
Corner, like from The Wizard of Oz, has come, I do declare that David Spade is very gay, truly, truly gay.
That's not the song I want to hear on the news.
No, it's more vibrato, isn't it? It's Catherine Hepburn. I don't know. I haven't done that in a long time.
Other than that, we can get into headlines, but that was my big exciting weekend.
TikToker tells illegal immigrants, this is for people listening in their car. TikToker tells illegal immigrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights.
First of all, I don't even know why we invented squatters' rights. It doesn't seem like something we need. Like, if you can get in, I don't really know all the rules, but if you can get into someone's house when they're gone and maybe call and say, I'm the new owner and I want to change the gas or water. I think if you can get those in your name, there's something that determines it.
I don't really understand it. And the guy who gave the talk, which I saw, was very cocky about it. It wasn't like, if you need a house or if you're in danger, you're out in Wyoming, maybe you stay for a little bit. It was like, this is mine. But by the way, who we had on our sister podcast, Fly on the Wall, Jay Leno was technically a squatter when he was really poor and struggling in L.A.
Oh, that's right.
He'd go to an open house and then he'd hide and then they would leave. And he would stay there for like a week.
You just lay down. Look at this joke I saw. New squat B&B, like Airbnb service, helps squatters find perfect home to take over. That is funny because it is legal. Now it's turning into a whole little biz. And the guy that did it, first of all, he comes here and then he tells people how to do it and how to, it's chaos. It's upside down.
Let me ask you a question. This is just off the top of my head. What is the word squatter? How does it apply?
So gross.
Like you're
squatting.
Oh, look
at this. Squatter became LeBron James's neighbor. That's a real story. Hmm. Heather, see if that one's real.
I was going to grab a house.
It sounds like the Onion.
Yeah, it does. I think in some Western states, if your life is in danger, like you're lost in the woods, you see a cabin, you can quote squat. But I guess in California, anything could happen. You know, we're a little nutty out here, folks.
Well, it's not like they leave it spick and span. It's always like, oh, and there was a crackdown and there was, you know, they trashed.
Excuse me, officer. I went to Whole Foods and there's someone living in my house. Yes. And what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah. And you're arrested.
Yeah. Okay, those are his rights. Thank you, officer.
Oh, it's on the Daily Mail. It's real. Oh, they've been having raucous parties. They're never just there to be cool.
Yeah. No, they make a ruckus.
Oh, they charge people to go in to go to the, hey, come to the house next to LeBron's party. I'd go to that, actually. That sounds fun.
Okay. What else we got that's very cheerful? Oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
You want to read the headline for our driving?
For our drivers. Federal agents raid homes. Tied to Buff Daddy.
Combs.
Yeah, Sean Combs in L.A. and Miami. I drove by this yesterday. I hit you up. I drove by and didn't know that's what it was, but that's what it was.
Okay, I'll just say it. Innocent till proven guilty.
You will.
The other one, if it looks like a duck, at least walks like a duck. Hey, you got a duck?
Yeah.
I just ran out of colloquialisms.
I feel like there was one funny thing, because it's true. Now, I like when the judge is going to say, it says here on your resume, you're a bad boy for life. He's like, well, that's just my company and my lifestyle, but that looks bad. And then also there was something I saw that said, there was some joke about, but Puff Daddy judge confronts him on all the things that he says over and over he does in his rap songs he's been accused of.
Well, that would be the thing. It'd be like, when you, by the prosecuting attorney, Mr. Combs, this lyric, you'll get all the bitches you want and the bitches will do as you say. What did you mean by
where
that?
Where are said bitches? Are they with us today?
Yeah.
Are they on Zoom?
I don't know. It might be innocent, but it's maybe another case of just a lot of money making people become their authentic selves. Good night.
Yeah. What if they send them into as a punishment into rap battle? That's a dumb joke. Sounds like war.
No, but here we have part two. There's a former Syracuse, a really good basketball player, accused of being, I love this speech, a drug mule for rapper Diddy.
What if the judge says raper Diddy and he goes, it's rapper. You're gonna tilt the jury. Quit saying it, reading it wrong. Drug mule. So what does he do? He hides in his basketball, up his b-hole.
Well, it's kind of like, he's a star player. He's got a college degree, could have worked for a law firm. And then,
this
I guess,
real?
Yeah, and I guess it's because he looks so unassuming, and it probably does hide the drugs in the basketball. That's fantastic.
How does he get involved with Puff Daddy? It's so fun.
Oh, everyone's involved. He's like Kevin Bacon. Everyone has some connection. Do you remember when Robert Smigel did a cartoon about P. Diddy and it was all about no one knew what he did? No, he's a producer. Funny. He's a producer.
What is the funniest thing that happened to me recently? I don't know. Oh, I was doing a podcast and everyone was smoking and there was fans mm-hmm. blowing on me. I can't take it. I got to tell you, you know, Harry's Razors. This reminds me of Harry's Razors. Because
Harry agrees that life
Harry
is
agrees
funny.
That, yeah. that's funny, but what isn't funny is getting ripped off. And they saw customers getting ripped off over and over, overpriced shaving products. They said, mm-hmm. let's do something better, Dana.
Yes.
And they did it.
And they did. I mean, they just made I'm going to just say it. It's not on the ad copy.
Nope.
A superior product, which is super quality.
And
it's not like those razors, those disposable razors. I'm not going to mention any competitors, but these little plastic things that are in little bags and they just break in your hand and break off and you're in pain and they don't do anything.
Right. You get them like at a hotel, they come down and they give you a razor and then you're like, and it's like it peels back one layer of your skin. And you go, you know what I mean? It's like those things.
Yeah. I'm not talking from personal experience. Then you have a hot towel and you compress it and you call. Downstairs, but anyway, the point is these Harry razors are great looking. There's a little bit retro. They're heavy in your hand.
Got some heft to them.
Yeah, it's like it really feels good on your skin to have, rather than a lightweight thing that wants to just destroy your skin, something heavy,
it
solid,
makes it
quality.
Fun, makes it cool. Mm-hmm. You look cool doing it, which is half mm-hmm. the battle, especially if you film it and show your friends when you shave.
Yeah, or just hang around in the bathroom until someone goes, are you using this? And then they see what's going on.
And you go like this, oh, me? Scrape. That was a good one.
With a little cartoon bubble.
Yeah. They have a lot of stuff. They have deodorant, they have lotion, they have body wash, hair gel. Mm-hmm. I think they put a lot of thought into this. They do a good job with all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, for just $3, you can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover.
Yes.
No, $3 at harrys.com/fly. Wow.
That's crazy. Richly lathering, skin softening body wash, incense like Redwood, your favorite, Wildlands, mm-hmm. and Stone.
Mm-hmm. You have to guess what those smell like.
Well, why?
When I do this, people walk by and they go, is someone wearing rocks? And I go, that's me.
Are you wearing creek petals? Pebbles? No, but I have some in my pocket. Extra strength, high quality, amazing smelling deodorant for just under $5. Come on.
Plus hair, other grooming products that fit your unique look and needs.
Mm-hmm.
Highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry.
Makes
no
sense
risk
to me.
Trial.
Yep.
Don't like your shave? Don't you worry. It's on them.
Like that a lot. Convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Good That's Lord. Right.
Getting ripped off is not funny. That's how we started this.
Right.
Get to Harry's, make the switch, get started with $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/fly. That's
harrys.com/fly for a $3 trial set. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
So what is the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day?
An extra hour in my day? Let's see. I use that walkie-talkie a lot with you. But if we weren't doing that,
I'd go to the barn.
I'd hike. I'd walk around, look around.
Go to the well.
I'd check things out. Look at birds.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, I like nature.
I'd go film some Instagram stories around town. Mm-hmm. A lot of people wish they had more time. That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
How would you use it? You'd probably do things that matter to you. And therapy can mm-hmm. help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just flailing around. It helps you focus things.
I'm a flailer. I'll give you that.
I mean, I had 5 years of therapy. All right. 6 years. Doesn't matter. Let's round off to 7. You know, on and off, and it is a way to kind of orientate your feelings and thoughts. And I guess it's like it's like the top of this ad. It's like, what do you want to do and do that?
You know, it's funny because I take time to alphabetize my colognes, but I don't organize my thoughts.
Right. And me, it was sometimes when I'm taking a hike and I go, God, what was I thinking? I was going about, if I went to the letter D in your alphabetization of your colognes, would it be Dior or Dion?
No,
I mean,
what? Dracker.
Yeah. So I spend an inordinate amount of times in my head. It's like an OCD thing. Okay, let's see. His cologne collection, the letter
Listen,
C.
If you're thinking about starting therapy, like if you're crazy like Dana and me, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. Mm-hmm. There's busy people out there. You fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch to a different one if you want to at any time, no charge.
I think that's a huge feature. Mm-hmm. So it's a lack of pressure. Last thing you want is any kind of pressure around choosing a therapist. And I think BetterHelp makes it very easy to switch if it's just not the right connection.
Right. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Superfly today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Superfly.
This new one is Obama fearing Biden loss to Trump is on the phone to strategize. Of course, they're talking. What would they be talking about?
How would I do this? Joe, Barack Obama. Yeah, sir, it's Barack Obama. Joe, I can't understand what you just said.
Yeah.
Come on, I can do it. Joe, you got to pound the ground game. Michigan and Pennsylvania, close race. Got to pound it. Got to pound it down the ground game. Just pound down the ground. Can't believe it's not butter. Joe.
Take her down to Pound Town.
Pound Town, Ground Town, Circus Clown. Get around. I get around. Can't believe it's not butter. Joe, hold on. When you say you can't believe it's not butter, I don't understand what you're talking about. That's just a margarine product. It's manufactured to, in fact, taste like butter.
So Obama, don't try to figure it out. He's just saying crazy things.
Hunter, are you there? Yeah, I'm here. Why does he say can't believe it's not butter when it's clearly just a margarine product?
Margarine product
designed to be like butter. I don't know. That's just he says all the time. Not a problem. Hey, I'm going to China next week. Hang out with some friends. Want to come? Hunter, let it go. Never gonna happen.
Obama won't go.
He won't go.
No. He's too smart for that.
Yeah, I make money my own way. Come on now.
You remember the butter commercial? He goes, butter, butter. And then he goes, parquet.
Well, let me have that sex next time.
Remember that
That's
one?
No, my first thought was the only one who could understand Joe Biden was Hunter. Hey, buddy, see what somebody say? I'm doing good, Dad. Can I call us for dinner? No, I already ate. Yeah, I could do it tomorrow, 8 o'clock. So that was
what? Who'd you see at Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, you know, why do they say Whole Foods? Sometimes they have a half a carrot. That's not whole. That's a lie.
All right. Here we go.
Blood
this
soap.
You told me about this blood soaked Tom Cruise. When I saw this story, it said blood soaked, then it said fake blood. No shit. Tom Cruise runs through London for Mission Impossible. By the way, Tom Cruise has got it made. Any movie he's about to do, he's running. And that's usually the poster, the trailer, the everything. Mm-hmm. He's always in the run, and he runs really fast. I don't know if he does it every take. I would not. But every take, he's fucking sprints.
It's mysterious to me. And I would like to know what he does to make this happen. Because, to be honest, like I'll go to track meets and watch men in their 60s run a 100-meter dash. Mm. And they go, get set. They're in the blocks. And they yell, the gun goes off. They look like they're having a fist fight with their body. I mean, every single part of their body is rebelling. They're trying to go fast, and they're just like mummies going down. So then I see Tom Cruise.
The best part about that story, Dana, is that you go to track meets for 60-year-olds and watch.
Well, they have a division sometimes. And now 60 to 64-year-olds will try to, especially in indoor track meets.
Hey, Sonny.
60-meter dash. On your mark, get set. And then they just, it's like, they're so tight. The hip mobility that he has to have, his Achilles tendons and calves have to withstand what he's doing. And he's sprinting 40 to 50 yards all day long. So I don't know if we can show a video of it, but maybe put it in later, Greg. But it's pretty impressive. It's more impressive than hanging from airplanes, holding his breath for 7 minutes. This is the most impressive thing Tom Cruise does. Props for 100%. Me is being able to sprint at his age Missy. Like he does. Good night.
People remember?
Yeah.
When I did the wrong Missy, there was a scene where me and Swartzen have to run across the whole hotel.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't think at this point, because my neck's so bad, I can really like just run. I used to be pretty fast. Mm-hmm. So I go, let's fast walk. And Nick's like, what are you talking about? I go, it's more like we're trying to be not suspicious. We fast walk, which looks, it kind of looked funnier. So
but definitely
it sold it a little bit, but mm-hmm. I was like, I don't think I could do this. And I, when I'm in Pilates, they go, can you touch your toes? I go, I can't touch my waist. They're like, ooh.
I can't butt my top button. What are you trying to get to?
I can't look at my belly button. They're like, Jesus.
All I'm saying is I'm tight. But yeah, the hip mobility to do that, that's a big thing. And I know you've been on top of that through your time on planet Earth.
Yes, I'm on top of making myself looser. It's hard.
Okay.
Okay, this guy's got a lot of heat on him. He can't make a bad move here.
He does.
Jeremy Allen White.
He is a great actor. I mean, but if you look at these two, you don't look at Jeremy Allen White and go, Springsteen, right? But he's such a good actor, he'll find an angle. But I heard Springsteen approved this biopic, and then they were asking, he goes, who's going to play me? Who's going to play me on the biopic about myself? And they said, it's going to be Jeremy Allen White. Jeremy Allen who? Well, he's the guy from The Bear.
Oh, I like that. You're going to have a bear play the boss, an actual bear. That's avant-garde. I like that. So a bear's going to play the boss. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I thought about that 20 minutes ago.
Jeremy Allen White should play a bear. That should be the real one. But what about Springsteen going, it's not going to be that. Timothy Shamalama Ding Dong guys.
Well, we have a Timothy Shalamingo. Okay. Timothy Shalamanga is doing a Bob Dylan biopic. So I thought this would be fun to talk about. Ooh. And to tell Dylan that, you know, hey, who's playing me in my biopic? And they go, it's Timothy Chalamet. Oh, Chalamet. I once had a Ford Chalamet.
Sounds like a
Ford. It was
Ford.
A nice car, Ford Chalamet. Well, it's actually Timothy Chalamet. Chalamet, Emperor Chalamet, destroyed the Ottoman Empire in 1442.
He goes, I haven't seen a movie in 28 years, but is it the guy from Dune 2?
Yeah, it's like, I enjoy Dune 2 better than Dune 1, but 2 is always more than 1. I like sequels.
Hey, mm-hmm. See if you can pull up the new picture of Bruce Springsteen, because I know who should be playing him. It should be...
Oh, okay.
Megan.
Megan.
Megan Rapinoe.
What are you talking about?
What's happening? Scroll down. There we go.
No, come on. That's not real.
All this way for that fucking Megan Rapinoe joke.
That's Megan Rapinoe?
No, that's Springsteen.
No, it's not.
Look at him dressed in a half button.
Well, it's not the same drummer. No, that's
to Phoenix to do a gig.
That blows my mind. You folks are watching this on YouTube or driving. He's got his shirt open. He looks, his hair is white.
Like an angel.
And he looks like an angel. No, I love the boss, but, you know,
hey, I thought I'd just mix it up a little bit, you know, and have 4 buttons down. And I've been working on my pecs. Like, you know how fast Tom Cruise can run? Well, I can make my pecs dance like Arnold Schwarzenegger 1993.
The tell, okay, now I know it's Springsteen. You know why? Because the other thing about aging, don't want to make the whole podcast about this, is that that one on his left wrist is for arthritis, I'll bet, because playing the guitar like way he does. And he's got a little glove on his right hand that kind of helping his fingers not cramp up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
Well,
I love Springsteen. I just didn't recognize him.
You can tell his face that that's him.
Yeah.
That's him. I think his hair just went gray and he didn't dye it. I mean, listen.
Well, he should have went salt and pepper. It's just a little jarring to people.
Yeah.
I mean, you go pure pepper. And then you go salt and pepper. And then you go more salt than pepper. And then you go pure salt. You don't go pure pepper to pure salt. Good night.
He goes, give me the ghost.
I want to look pale with titties and short white hair.
I mean, it's just one of those things. He's gone his whole life without a bad picture. He finally got.
Yeah, he's got a million
Welcome
pictures.
Welcome to the fucking club. Jesus.
Yeah. And then that right before cool he went day. On, he looked at someone, some young person, goes, "Hey, do you think I look like Jeremy Allen White?"
They go, "No, we're getting Tilda Swanson." That's who they said he looked like there.
Okay, I got the Tilda Swanson. That's funny.
What is
I'm,
it,
I'm laughing inside right now. That's good.
It's very smooth. He shaved his
His chest. He shaved his face. And he's got little wedges behind his ears. So they
she
stick
thinks
out.
They look like moobs or boobs or something. But I think it's just that's a lighting problem. He's leaning back. Yeah.
Pictures do not tell the truth. So we're going to just punt on this and say that's just an awkward picture of the boss. Yeah.
Okay, next one. But that was a good, we stumbled into that one. That's good.
Yeah.
It took 30 minutes, but we got there. And...
we have editing capability.
Oh, because it's Final Four time, March Madness.
Yeah.
This was on the internet. I don't even remember him doing this. So let's take a look at Farley as Christian Layton.
Farley.
Old bit.
Playing a basketball player.
Okay. I'm Christian Layton. 1992, Duke, Kentucky. Kentucky's up by one. Christian's got the ball. 2 seconds left. He shoots a beautiful turnaround jumper.
Oh!
Gets his own rebound.
Oh!
Loose ball! Laker goes straight to the hole. Get them! Duke wins game of the century! And that's the way it happened!
Well, Chris is always great, but it wasn't. They didn't play into Chris's strength. I mean, they should have had him playing the guys and missing shots by a mile and then screaming and writhing in pain or something.
Punching, tackling.
He was all kind of smooth and they were frozen and he made the shot. So he didn't have anything to
play against. He's good at basketball. So he was probably arguing them, what if I'm really good in this? And they're like, they probably met him in the middle and then it was nowhere.
But Chris is was
funny,
a natural athlete. But it's like if he got fouled and they said, no, it wasn't a foul, then he'd flip out.
They asked me to do a promo like this. It sounds like a joke setup. I did do one of these if we have it. If we don't, it's okay. But I did do a couple with Amari Stoudemire. I was teaching him how to play.
All right, great. Here we go. One.
Sure. I'm ready to show the NBA fans that I'm dedicated to taking my game to another level. So I decided
this
to get
dude
some
is
help
ripped, by
from
the
best.
Way.
When he came to me, I sat him down right away and I said, listen, man, I'm going to coach you. I'm not your daddy, not your mommy, not your little sister. I'm going to give you a few pointers, just some basic stuff. When I come in, I'm dunking.
Look at how crazy
I give him the swimmer. What's up? Give him the swimmer. That's totally legal. I'm not your preacher. Not your best friend from eighth grade. Best thing you can do is flop. That's another rule. And then when the guy just taps you, make it big like Kramer. And I'm not your cashier, your precious god dang El Pollo Loco you go to every day. So give me a little tap. I'll show you how to fall. Right? A little light one.
Ow! Dang it! Dude!
I got a stinger.
That's good.
We were just starting to get along.
I'm here to whip your ass into shape and get you to the next level.
I walked
level.
Off. He
You're
hit me too hard.
There.
What year me? Was this? Oh, there's another one.
Hey, man.
I did 4 of those. They were pretty funny. I told him how to wear goggles.
They were funny.
Yeah. You don't have to give it so it's an unenthused one. You go,
I was just thinking about, you just had started to do a little bit of the peninsula, little goatee patch. And,
gross, yeah.
And you just sort of, you were just off SNL kind of, maybe?
Yeah, the Suns, some of the work with the Suns had me come do it. It sounded like fun. And Mari was cool and we just, no script, just, that's the thing.
No script. Oh,
do 5 promos that are each a minute and just make up some funny shit. I'm like, so we made up some funny ones. It was all right. And he was very cool. He said, do whatever. Just tell me what to do. And I liked him a lot. And I didn't even know where they aired. They might have aired at the gas pump at Circle K on Indian School. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, man, it's a paycheck unless it was voluntary.
I don't know if it was a paycheck.
Oh, okay.
this is the one I always get sent.
Mm-hmm.
And people say explain things. This is, okay, so William Morris has 4 floor seats at the games. I was with William Morris. They gave me 2 seats. I took Chris. And back in those days, I don't know if it's still this way, but if you get out of the 4, you get the 2 good ones. One of you gets to sit next to the bench. And so the first half I did, and the second half we flipped and he did. And sometimes you got to sit next to Kobe because he would sit at the end of the bench. But I know you think of Kobe as like a freewheeling, lazy player, but he was usually focused.
Yeah, and I do. And I don't know why.
you think he always half-asses it.
He doesn't care about basketball. Clown.
Yeah. But so this was remarkably caught on camera the way they shot it. And just play it first, then I'll explain it. But everyone sends me this all the time.
What you got to do right next is to Kobe play Bryant, up, shooting the breeze, post down.
Funniest man he's just in the being world, funny.
Telling jokes, and take a look at Kobe Bryant.
Isn't that funny, the announcer? Yeah. God, they pull back.
Wow. Talk about a zone. I was at a hotel once, and the Sacramento Kings were there, and they were playing the Lakers in the playoffs when the Lakers had Shaq. And the guy wants to be a tough game. And I actually said to the coach, the only way you can win is to try to tire out Shaq.
And they said that to the coach.
Yeah. The only way you can win is run Shaq ragged and try to get him tired. I think they won that game, but I'm not saying I could give advice.
You coached against the Lakers is what you really did.
Well, I was working out with the Kings at the time, just at a hotel place. They were stretching.
Yeah, and that's before Sandler did it. You did it. Sandler goes to cities and he goes, gaga, zaboo. And they go, all right, come down.
I thought about food.
Oh, what are you doing?
Okay. Before you play this, you know about Shohei Ohtani. Does everyone know we have a new Asian baseball player?
And what he did Shohei, was he deferred his income. He's going to get $700 million in 10 years. But for the next 10 years, he's going to get... $1,800 a year. He's living at the Motel 6 and
he's at the Oakwoods,
but he'll be worth $700. Okay, what's this?
Oh, this is
Pete Rose.
So Shohei, his interpreter got busted for gambling. So Shohei, they found out his interpreter blew $4.5 million in gambling, which is, you know, interesting. And a big problem in baseball, I'm sure, is that they got to make sure no one's gambling in all sports. You're not allowed to. Mm-hmm. So they said, Shohei, wait. He said, yes, I covered his $4.5 million gambling problem. And they said, wait, was it you gambling? And then they waited, and then they had another interpreter go, oh, no. No, he was just saying, no, he doesn't know anything about it. So Pete Rose comes out and says this, which is funny.
Well, back in the 70s and 80s, I wish I'd have had an interpreter. I'd be scot-free.
Isn't that kind of a good point?
Well, it's, yeah.
They're saying Shohei might, you know, they go, well, you know, then they have gamblers, of course, get on TikTok within minutes and be like, hey, this guy's got a big, you know, Shohei allegedly gambles. Now, I'm sure a lot of them do. You're not allowed to bet on your own team, of course. That's the worst thing you can do, but. Basketball, yeah. Baseball, all of it is so vague because DraftKings and FanDuel, they're teamed up with the NFL and the NBA. They're in the stadium. They're all over the place. They're on their jerseys. And then they're like, but you guys don't do it. It's like, it's getting a little blurry, a little murky. And so I just thought it was funny. Like Pete Rose is sitting here banned from the Hall of Fame because he bet a little bit in the old days. And now betting is the like greatest thing in the world.
Well, my question is this. How does the interpreter, without Shohei's help, even get $4.5 million in debt? You know, what's he getting paid if it's, yeah, if it's not being
Maybe we should do that. That's the big story. How much do you get paid?
As an interpreter, I mean, either that or it's just like a friend thing, you know, like, hey, I know I was interpreting for you, but can I get your bank account numbers?
I mean, because he has to do everything for him. Maybe.
Oh, he was the accountant. Usually the business manager, sorry, Warren Grant, or the accountant steals the money, but the interpreter getting access to all the stuff. Hey, man, what's your PIN for your ATM?
Well, maybe because he says, hey, Shohei, you just got a big fat check for $1,800. You want me to go pop it in the bank for you? I'll go tell him, what do you want them to do? And he says, put it in my account. And then the interpreter goes, put it in my account. You know what I mean? Because Shohei doesn't know what he's saying in English.
Well, just so we have some baseball fans, Shohei is his nickname, right? The athlete that we're talking about has never been seen in the modern era. I think Babe Ruth maybe was the last guy to be an incredible pitcher and the best hitter. So yeah. Shohei is a double threat. He's like one of the best pitchers. He has an elbow injury right now. One of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball.
In history.
And history. And the best. That's why you get $700 million. You get close to a billion when you're that good at two positions. Could I just do...
Dana, he should be talked about way more for how good he is. But
rather than
talking
the
about
money
it for the wrong
making.
Reasons now.
You don't get $700 million without being pretty good.
Okay, go ahead.
Can I do? I was going to do, because by popular demand, I noticed people liked when I had the Japanese man in an earthquake. I might as well just
okay.
Do
you want to do it again?
Part two.
Okay.
The sequel.
Yeah,
this is just a very polite. A friendly Japanese man with a friend, and then there's a little bit of a tremor.
Jesus. That's a
10.8. And scene.
Everyone's okay?
Yeah. No, hey man, Tokyo is, you could put a 10.0 in there and all the buildings just shake. They don't go down for nobody. Now the title waves,
used to Godzilla.
Another story.
Also, you had came out with a sequel in less than a year. That's very rare. True Green is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. Now, you're out there, you have acres and acres, hundreds of acres. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. No. Weed control, which you hate. Fertilization, aeration.
Huh? Can't stand it.
Among others. They'll do all of that. So you can do literally anything else. Dana's out there like Yellowstone. You have better things to do in your free time. I know you do. You don't want to focus on lawn care.
True Green is too good to be true, is what I'm saying. But it is true. Right, David? Because you're going to have more time to do things that you want to focus on.
All the hard work. And it gets you to a great lawn. That's what you want. You take care of everything else you got to do in your life. You're very busy. Let True Green take care of this one thing. Get it off your plate.
You know what? I do have some space. I want to put some grass down. I'll call you later, True Green.
Talk to True Green. Where can listeners purchase or learn more? You go to truegreen.com. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, guaranteed.
You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour.
Whoa.
They offer a satisfaction guaranteed, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. That is such a cool thing.
Good job, True Green. You're nailing it. I had
to
learn.
Hey, qué pasa? Qué pasa?
Is that what they say when you walk into sushi?
I think that's what's happening in Spanish. Qué pasa? Qué pasa? David Ospero.
I had a difficulty learning German in high school. It's a very tough language. I did it through textbooks and a teacher. I would have rather had Rosetta Stone.
You know, you not being able to learn German is very, very interesting.
But stupid. Now, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. We know this. Available on desktop as an app. Truly immerses you in the language you want to learn.
Yeah, this is planning a trip to Italy. And I think Rosetta Stone is my ticket to speak a better language.
Hey,
I want a pizza pie. But I'll be saying it in Italian. Hey, I want a pizza pie. Sounds like
that's better
English, but it's still, that was
they
Italian.
Say, do you want to sound perfectly fluent or do you want to sound like Ratatouille?
Honestly, trusted experts for 30 years, David, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. You want to hear some?
Yeah, the
Spanish,
big ones.
Spanish, French, Italiano, German, Korean, Chinese, Slovenian,
careful,
Dutch, Arabic, Polish.
Fast language acquisitions. Rosetta Stone.
Should I read that straight?
It immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and you think in the language, Dana. That's yes. The hard part.
No, I do like their process. The intuitive process picks up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention, David, because we all took Spanish in high school, and all we can say is donde está la biblioteca.
Yeah.
I can find a library, but nothing else. Rosetta Stone is a game changer.
It's like having
David.
A personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. We said the desktop, the app options, audio mm-hmm. companion. You can do it offline. It's amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages.
Mm-hmm.
For any and all trips and language needs in life, that's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. That is wow. a steal. I'll Whoa. Say that in English, a steal.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Fly on the Wall listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
Visit rosettastone.com/fly. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/fly today.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series, High Hopes, is finally here for your viewing pleasure.
The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs, and even more highs, of the competitive marijuana industry.
More than just co-workers, the owners and bud tenders in High Hopes are one dope family.
You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud.
All episodes of the new reality series, High Hopes, are now streaming only on Hulu.
All right, let's go to advice column. Mm-hmm. We're going to have people ask us advice. Let's see what
advice.
Kind of
okay.
Oh, I'm look, back. We got a girl. Okay.
I'm back.
Here we go. Look at the advice. Look at the bottom. Hey, it says David. Advice from Dave and Dana.
I could use your advice.
Yes.
I recently started an OnlyFans. I've done it before, previous seasons, always springtime.
Seasons.
It helps me make rent, yeah. But I'm in the case where I need to make a lot of money quickly. Mm. So my question for you two is, because you have the male perspective and you have money, I want to know, what you think I should put on my OnlyFans to make a lot of money?
Oh,
as a solo female,
solo artist. Mm. okay. Well,
all right. Well, I get asked this question a lot.
I get it all the time.
Oh yeah. But then I say to my wife, "Come on, David. I'll let you."
You don't have
this.
To. You can go.
Mm, I would say this.
Okay.
In all sincerity, do the minimal amount you have to do in terms of being pornographic and get the money. It's OnlyFans is not all, you know, you can just loan. There's a lot of lonely men. All you need is about 5 million lonely men globally, because the digital audience is 5 billion. So you need 5 million and just be their surrogate girlfriend. Maybe sometimes you wear a blouse they like. Do the blouse. Minimal you can, see what you're making. See how I'm giving actual real advice.
No, you
and
should.
Then if you have to up the ante and you actually need the money, it's better than an 1890 walk in the streets of London.
Is that a prostitute?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're virtual. But I'd say do the minimal and get the most money with the minimal amount.
It seems like a new version. It's better than being a stripper in the old days, or a peeler, as they say in Canada, because in a strip club, the guys are right there. They get to know you. They know your car. They can wait for you when you leave.
Oh, no.
It seems like a bad... It
risky.
Seems like if you're going to do something like that, that was the really risky way to do it. But
yeah.
Today, you're in your house. You do it. You do it for a half hour. You make. I see the easiness of it, of why it's appealing and the money. I don't know if they all make money. I don't know if you need a big audience already, like if you're a big mm-hmm. influencer, then it's more risky that everyone finds out. I think the worst case is you don't have a lot of people, you do it, and really only your friends and family find out. And then you don't really make a lot of money. That's gotta
true.
Be
here's a way to test yourself. Like if you took the content, the video from it, and you're getting married, and then when there's the reception, it's played on a big screen, would you be okay with your husband to be and all your family and friends? Yeah.
That's a test. You have to think.
That's a test. If you can show it to them and they'll be like, ha 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 ha.
Well, I would
say, my question is to you, would you do OnlyFans? Do men do OnlyFans?
I think they do and they make money. I think Tyga, I saw on a chart on Yahoo News, was saying that he makes a lot. I don't know what he does. I hope it's not sin.
Wait a minute. You seem to know a lot about OnlyFans. I'm just an observation.
Well, that girl, Bad Baby, that I did that video with, she makes $20 million a year. So you start to go, oh, OnlyFans people make more than Tom Cruise now. So I see the allure. But hang on, before this next question, I would say try to go into the guys that like feet or something specific. I think you can make it doing the weirdest stuff. And it doesn't have to be the most actually having sex on camera.
Foot fetish. That's a great handle.
But thank you for the question. Okay, what's the next one? What's this guy's OnlyFans question?
Hi, David and Dana. This is Rick Tittle. I'm on the Quartz Trail just in Scottsdale. I'm sure Spade is familiar with this. My advice I need is, at what age should I stop playing video games? Because I'm the same age as Spade. All right. Love the pod. Thanks, guys.
Good old Rick Tittle. Should have gone into being a weatherman.
Rick Tittle, or like a guy who comes off the bench. Rick Tittle is actually playing some time now for Los Angeles. And Tittle goes inside.
We'll be back with Rick Tittle in your 5 day. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Oh, yeah. By the way, you can always ask for video advice by writing Superfly at audacy.com. AUDACY.com. But okay, so Rick, Scottsdale, I don't know that trail. Video games is something I never got into.
Uh-huh.
But it's such a good time killer, I've heard. I should do it. I mean, other than Angry Birds, there's not much really high quality out there. But I never got into Super Mario. I never got into Call of Duty and all the ones. I'm not a tweaker or a twitcher. Mm-hmm.
I was in the 90s. It was Donkey Kong. It was like little Back gorillas right. throwing barrels at you.
What about
it was very
Asteroid?
Cute. I would say just keep going, because now AI is going to start making video games. And pretty soon you'll be in a room. It'll be three-dimensional. It'll be water spraying at you. So, or try to get a job as an AI engineer, because NVIDIA, who makes all the microchips and is a $2 trillion company, started with video games. So maybe you can parlay that, because the world's becoming virtual, David.
Yeah.
Everything is virtual.
You might want to know something about video games that might be good for Rick Tittle. Mm-hmm. Also, like OnlyFans, there's video gamers that make a killing. And I'm sure every kid in the world is saying, but Mom, if you let me play video games all day, I might get to the Game Olympics or one of these big conventions and get sponsored. Like skateboarding, like all that. So I don't know. I would say do it just for your own mental health, for fun. But if it takes over your life, that's not great.
I would say just do it, but don't have the tableau look like this. Dark basement, potato chip wrappers all around, beer cans. And then the game's getting you anxious and angry. You know, you want to be light about it. It can get people a little crazy.
All right. That might be it for the advice, unless you want to do one more. Oh, you want me to explain this picture real quick?
Yes, I love
this. Someone wrote me
haircut.
And said, explain. So some people, or do you want me to just explain the haircut?
Well, all I'm seeing is you on my screen.
I loved that fucking purple shirt I had, and it was silk. Ugh.
I remember that shirt. You wore that a lot.
Oh, I wore that fucking shit out of it. So during SNL, I was doing that receptionist sketch where I go, and you are.
Yeah.
And it got a little bit of attention. So the guy running the MTV Awards said, why don't you come here and do it an interstitial bit? But you have access to our performers. They would come do it. You have to have someone famous that you act like you don't recognize them and you're talking down to them as the bit. So I said, oh, how fun. So I got Ringo Starr and Pinhead and someone else. Oh, Dice, I think. So we took a picture, luckily, and it's the most random picture. Why Ringo Starr is wearing that, I don't know, but I love him. You love him. And I forgot I got to meet him there.
Peace and love, brothers. Peace and love. Peace they and were love. Me brothers. They were me brothers.
Look at Dana's balloons he just put I got, on his.
Did I? What is that on my screen?
I don't know. Yeah, that was
my screen's going wacky. Peace and love. Peace and love. Now I just see you. It's been look a at rotation. Your balloons. Is Greg doing that?
I don't think he can do it.
I don't even know.
Are we going to wrap up the show
I'm not doing
with this?
It. My screen's gone. This is Riverside. It is an AI.
You
I only
think he
saw
could
you
do a peace sign and that could trigger it?
Or a waving thing to something? Something's weird on my...
Oh, my God. I
well, I only see you now, David.
This whole thing.
And I don't want to press any buttons. I only see you.
Well, we should end it on that sort of mistake.
Discombobulated.
I like it. Yeah. So those are... Actually, I like advice. So we'll do it again. So do it next week.
Yeah,
we have great vague advice that won't help anyone. Let us know.
We won't really help, but we didn't shit on them. We were pretty respectful, you know.
No.
So.
And thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. And come see me in the road. And that's about it. Dan, anything for you?
Go Warriors.
Go over to Super. Go over to Fly on the Wall if you're really bored and watch that one on audio. All right. Thanks, guys. Audio. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade, Charlie Finan of Brillst Entertainment, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman. Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm.